Hi Clan fans, it's that time again as we welcome you to the latest edition of Clan Chat. The team is really taking shape now and coach Malcolm Cameron has added to it again by signing forward Guillaume Gauthier, a former McGill University player and one heading into his first year as a professional. Guillaume and I chanted plenty about his hopes for the season and what he wants to do in his first year in Scotland, so have a listen as we get to know our new number 24. After we've heard from him, we also get an assessment from head coach Malcolm Cameron. Welcome to the clan, Guillaume Gauthier. Welcome to the club, Guillaume. Nice to meet you. A pleasure it is. What are you looking forward to most about your move to Scotland when it comes?
Actually, I can't wait to get over there. I haven't played in a while. I stopped once I was done at McGill. I took like a year off because of COVID. So now I actually just can't wait to get back to playing the game I love and meeting everyone in Glasgow.
It must have been a difficult year making that decision to take the year out and just I can only imagine just take some time out, think about what you're doing, think about where you want to go, and actually, you know, get back into focus again.
Yeah, it was a weird situation for me. I thought about going pro, but then COVID started and everything. I didn't know if I wanted to have like half the experience of playing with no fans in the stands, not being allowed to travel a bit. So I decided to stay back. I got a job at RBC in a bank. I worked there for a few months, and then when I saw like the recruitment starting again, my friends signing contracts and all that stuff, I figured, hey, you know what? Why not go now? So I decided to sign with the clan, and I'm just super excited to get things going.
Now, with the age you are now, and you have finished your time at McGill University, of course, what are you looking for in your next move?
I can't wait to just play hockey, and because when I was in junior, I was just I was playing hockey, going to school. Then I went to McGill, so I was playing hockey and going to school. Now I just can't wait to focus on hockey, and learn and grow and learn from the vets. It's going to be my first year pro, so I just can't wait to absorb everything and just play hockey.
And of course, coming to an English speaking country must help as well. The fact that you'll be able to communicate with your teammates and back. We've seen guys head into mainland Europe and that's been a difficult thing for them at times.
Well, my first language is French. So I'm from a family of my parents don't speak a lick of English. So it's going to be hard for them to follow the games and the websites. But for me, it's been I learned my English when I was in junior. And then I went to school at McGill in hockey. So for me, moving to an English country, I won't have any problem with that. I think it's exciting for me. It's going to be the second time I'm going to be fully immersed in an English environment as I played in Cape Breton in the Q. For me, it's all good. It's all great.
Well, there we go. I need to learn French now for my commentary when the season starts next year. Guillaume,
people speaking French on the team.
So what can we expect from you on the ice? What kind of player can we expect to see?
I like to think of myself as a smart player, offensively and defensively. So I'm trying to bring my hockey IQ everywhere on the ice. I'm a goal scorer and I can find my teammates also. I have a good IQ and I'm an offensive player. I like to play on the power play. I like to play with the puck. So the more I have the puck on my stick, the better I am, I think. So I love to be in good situations to produce offensively.
There's a certain art to being a goal scorer, isn't there? I'm always intrigued by this. It's not just about putting the puck in the net. That's a given. It's finding the space and being in the right place for your teammate to find you, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to wow anyone with some speed or some like big physique or some some body checks or something like that. But I like to think that I'm always in a good spot to produce. And I like to keep finding the open area on the ice.
Now, you spent 5 years at McGill up to 2020. How do you feel your time there has helped improve your game?
It's one of the best kept secret league, honestly. It's a great league to develop. It's a great league to find a routine, have some good bases of studying and also working out and going to the rink and performing at both hockey and school. So for me, it was the best 5 years of my life. I learned so much, and it helped me develop into the man that I am today. I walked there. I got there at like 20 years old and got out of there at 25. So I grew up so much time.
Now, one man you worked with was Liam Healis, who's best known to us as being a former player with the Fife Flyers. He had a couple of appearances with the Clan before he moved back to North America. He was your coach at McGill. How did you enjoy working with him, and how much has he helped your career?
I love them. I love working with Eels. Such a great guy. He's actually he actually helped me get over to the Clan. He talked to Garrett and Malcolm also. So for me, Eels was a huge part of my development. He's such a great guy. He knows a lot about hockey. Great person. And I thank him a lot for talking good words to me, from me to Garrett and Malcolm. And he also spoke highly about the Clan and the city of Glasgow, and how the fans were great, and the arena was perfect, and everything. So it really motivated me to get there and sign with the Clan.
And of course, because of that, your expectations level will be up. What sort of expectations do you have about life in Glasgow away from the ice?
Well, I heard it's a beautiful city. I'm a bit of a golfer, so I'm trying to find some spot to go play golf. I think I heard a few of the boys in their interviews saying they like golf, so I might have a few partner over there. I'd like to see some golf course. I'd like to go see a bit of the city also. But hockey wise, I heard the fans are passionate, and that they want a good team to win. They want a good team out there. They like to compete. They like to play hard. So I'm all for that, and I can't wait to get there.
You can see a Clan golf day coming up soon, the amount of golfers that's in this team. This is going to be fun.
Nice.
So in general terms, in ice hockey, who are the people you've looked up to as you've looked to forge a career in the game? Who are the people you've sort of admired?
Good question. I'd say when I got to junior, I look at all the veterans in my team. And when I got to McGill, I have had so many leaders on my team: Nathan Charlity, Patrick Delilud. Those are some of the names I tried to learn from them. They were my captains as I was a first year. They helped me. They helped me grow. They helped me become a better man. So those were the guy I was looking up to. I didn't like to look too far, like in the NHL to learn stuff, because I feel like it was so far from me. So I tried always to learn something from every guy on my team every year. And I think it's a good recipe to success.
Now, I was having a look at your playing record before I spoke to you. And just prior to lockdown, you had that brief spell in Orlando with the Solar Bears in the East Coast League. I think according to that information I have, you made one single appearance for them. You know, how frustrating was that? You find a place to play and then basically the world shuts down.
Yeah, exactly. So once my season was done at McGill, my last year, I decided to go play for the Solar Bears in Orlando. And when I got there, I only had the chance to play one games in 2 weeks. Then I was scratched for a few games, didn't really get the opportunity to play. Then the world shut down. So I had to come back here, unfortunately. So this is why I wanted to go and try and play pro. I wanted to also prove to myself that I can play. And I wanted to live the experience of playing pro, because I couldn't do it when I was in Orlando. So yeah, it was two weeks in the sun, and then I had to come back to Montreal, and then locked down in my apartment for a few months.
I think we've already touched upon it. It's been a tricky 18 months for you. You're getting back into a routine. How good is the feeling now to know that a season is coming, and you've actually got that something to prepare for now?
It's great. It's great. Obviously, in the past 18 months, all my life, I've prepared for a hockey season as long as I can remember. So it was kind of a weird feeling to not get prepared for a season. Now I just feel like I'm right back where I belong, and it feels great to get prepared and play some hockey in the summer also.
And I noticed as well, your numbers have been quite decent through your career so far. I think that's something the fans will be encouraged by. So how ready are you for the next step in your career once you find your feet again, once you get that little bit of rustiness out of you, the cobwebs are off? How much do you feel you're ready for that next level?
I feel I'm ready. I've been waiting for this moment of my whole life. It's been my dream to play pro forever. So now it's just time for me to get to Glasgow and get things going. I just can't wait to put the jersey on and go to war with my teammates.
Have you set any targets yet, or is that something you'll maybe do later on in your career? It's just a case of get the first year out the way, get the feet under you, and then and see where you go from there.
I'm focused on the first year. That's all I'm trying to think about. Like, as since I missed a year, I know I'm gonna be maybe rusty a bit at the beginning. So I try to not think too far ahead. I just want to stay in the moment, stay present, and perform for the clan.
Time for the standard last couple of questions we do in this interview. The first one, let's hear a fun fact. Let's hear something we don't know about you. Tell us what you got.
Fun fact, I'd say I'm a proud cat dad. I've got a cat here. His name is Junior. I got him with my I got him with my ex-girlfriend, and then we broke up like 2 weeks after. So I told her that she could keep anything she wants except the cat. So I kept the cat. And he's right there beside me. He's sleeping now.
Just when you said, I was half expecting the cat to have appeared at some point. They tend to love these calls. And just to finish up, the Purple Army will be watching. They'll be getting a feel for you and what you're all about. Do you have a message for the fans as they watch this?
Get going. It's going to be an exciting year. I can't wait to get over there. And also, I can't wait to put the purple and black uniform. And I can't wait to score a goal and feel that feeling once again.
Guillaume Gauthier, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the Glasgow Clan, and we'll see you later in the year. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Cheers.
Guillaume Gauthier is a sniper. Had a really good career in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, where he was a point producer, as well as at McGill University, one of the best university hockey clubs in Canada. Has always been at the top of the scoring list for his teams. Has had good coaches along the way, so he understands systems, structure, and the game. And is it going to be a guy that we look for to put some goals in the back of the net, as well as be a good power play player and play on both sides of the puck? We're very happy to add a player of Mr. Gauthier's talent as a first-year player in professional hockey.
That's the familiar voice of the head coach, Malcolm Cameron, talking about new signing Guillaume Gauthier, who you also heard a little bit earlier. That's your lot for now, but as always, keep yourselves up to date with the news at the club via the website, clanihc.com, as well as our social channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. Own and loan information for all the players is also out there, so have a look and see who's available. In the meantime, big thanks to Guillaume and to Malcolm, and of course to you for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast as well. We'll be back real soon. Bye-bye.